This is Insurance Marketing with John Carroll, episode 19. Let's rock.
Welcome to Insurance Marketing with John Carroll, your resource for marketing ideas, sales tips, and business strategies that help agents like you survive and thrive. And now your host, John Carroll.
Welcome to Insurance Marketing with John Carroll. I am John Carroll, and this is episode 19 of the podcast that is all about helping insurance agents and insurance producers and other people that work or do anything in the insurance sales world, helping them be more effective and successful at what they do. Primarily, though, we're here to talk about insurance agents and running a successful insurance agency. So today, I want to talk to you about a few things, but the focus of today's podcast is all about the processes in your agency that will lead to success. And I actually want to share with you, I don't have any numbers here, but we'll say there's about 20 different things that go on in your agency that really lend themselves to developing a good process. And I want to actually share with you all of those different things so that as you're listening to the podcast, you can think to yourself, okay, do I have a process for that in my agency? Do I not? What might I have to do, or what are some of the things that I should think about when it comes to developing a process? Now, before I go into those different details, I actually want to talk to you for a moment or two about why processes are so important. Now, I could tell you from my perspective of why, you know, how processes and different things help me in the insurance marketing business that I do. But I actually want to share with you some insight that I have that I think might even be a little bit closer to home. And this insight goes back to my days when I used to work for a major national insurance carrier. And my job was, I was basically like a floating trainer, consultant type person who would go around to all the different agencies in southern New Jersey and work with the agents or their salespeople or whatever on whatever they needed to be successful. And I just wanted to share some insight with you when it comes to processes. When it comes to processes, a lot of agents and business owners everywhere know that it's important to have processes. But actually taking the time and developing these processes of the different things we do in our agency and writing them all down in detailed lists with information is one of those things that a lot of agents have a really hard time getting around to. And I get it, because you're so busy just trying to, you know, put out fires and do all these other things, that to take the time to really write down a process, especially if it's something that you're already doing pretty well in your agency, taking the time to do that can be, I don't know, it can be a daunting task, or it can be something that is prohibitive just because of all the work that it seems like goes into it. And I totally agree. However, I do want to share with you a very simple insight that I had. When I used to work with agents, I worked with 50-100 different agencies. And I worked with agencies that were very successful, and I worked with agencies that were very unsuccessful, that have had to, I mean, not too many closed their doors when I was there, but a lot of the ones have shut down. But one of the variables that I saw, and there's a lot of different things that went into why agents were successful and why other agents were unsuccessful. That should be a great podcast episode. I'm going to have to do that sometime soon. But anyways, one of the things that I saw was that the most successful agents, they all had great processes. And it wasn't just that they had processes. They had processes that were detailed and explained and written down on paper, to the point where anytime they hired a new person, that new person could pretty much learn just about everything that the agency did by reading through these processes. Now, you don't have to go through the nitty-gritty details of technical stuff, because a lot of times, you know, how we do a quote or, you know, different things, they can change over time. But if you have a general idea of the different processes in your agency and you can put those down on paper, it really makes a huge difference. I saw the direct result of the agencies that had processes and those that didn't have processes. And I understand there could be like a chicken or the egg kind of argument about this, but the bottom line is the best agencies all have detailed processes about the things they do in their agencies, and the guys that try to fly by the seat of their pants, you know, they crash and they burn, and a lot of those guys aren't going to be around in 5 years. So it really can be a difference maker. So with that being said, I bet you're probably convinced, but I want to talk to you about a bunch of different things that are happening in your agency that you could develop a process for. And by a process, you know, it could be just a bullet point list of the different things that you do, or it could be, you know, a lot of different things. I mean, it doesn't have to be as complicated as a leather-bound policies and procedures, you know, binder that you have your lawyer look through. You know, it doesn't have to be like this. It's just, you know, whatever you can do, the more you can do to be more concrete with your processes, the better off. So the first thing that certainly lends itself to creating a good process is just your sales process. And you know, there's a lot of different questions that you could ask, like, how does my sales process differ for an internet lead versus a referral? Because I really think that that's something that there really should be a difference in the way that you're going to handle an internet lead and the way that you're going to handle a referral. You know, an internet lead, you might chase them to the end of the earth to try to get that information or that quote or get a no from them. You know, somebody who's referred, you might handle that a little bit differently. You know, and I mean, really, I could do a whole podcast about the sales process and the different questions that you have. But ideally, what you want to do is look at all your different producers. What are they doing? What's working? What's not working? Take the best of everything and come up with a process. And you can work with your people to develop that process and make it evolve over time, because customers evolve over time. The next process I want to talk about is a new customer process. This is like your onboarding process. So what do we do with each customer? And you know, this can be things like, do we have to get any required paperwork? Are we going to mail them anything? What do we do in terms of, you know, explaining to them what to expect? How often are we going to follow up with them? So are we going to give them a call, prior to the first renewal? Are we going to give them a call at about 6 weeks just to check in with them? You know, what are the different things that we're going to do, for each new customer? And when you don't make a process, what happens is things just get forgotten about. And when you have that process, that thank you letter, it's going to go out every time. And when you don't have that process, the thank you letter is eventually going to drift away and it's going to disappear and nobody's going to wind up getting it. The next part of your agency that you could add create a more formal process to is your referrals. So how do you ask for referrals? How do, you know, what tools are you using to help get more referrals? So are you handing people a card with referrals on them? Do you explain to clients, you know, why referrals are important to you? Do you explain to them, you know, how you handle referred business so that they know that if they refer their friend to you, you're going to take good care of them? These are all questions that you want to ask as far as how are you putting together your referrals. Another one that could be a great process for you is your policy reviews. People call this different things, you know, like a personal protection review or an annual policy review or, you know, different things. I think that the best way to do something like this is really to initiate it around the pricing. So I would almost say this is a discount review. We're just going to go through and ask you a few questions to make sure that you're getting all the discounts you're entitled to. And then, you know, you come up with different questions that are open door kind of questions that will lead into conversations where you really do get into the coverage stuff. But you pique people's attention by explaining to them that the whole point is about the discounts. So policy reviews, you know, how often are we going to do it? When do we do it? Do we do it at people's anniversaries? Do we do it you know, 6 months of the year? How do we do our policy reviews? The next thing is social media. You know, what's your process? Do you have an idea of how you get all your new clients to like your Facebook page, which you could listen to the prior two podcast episodes for 29 awesome ideas on how to do that. You know, do you have a set schedule of how often you post content? Is there a process that you use when there's a local community event as far as taking pictures and who's going to upload them and all that kind of stuff? How do you handle when people go on your Facebook page and they write a poor review about you? These are all things that can be addressed in your process. The next thing is your search engine optimization process. So are you, is that something that you're even putting any kind of proactive consideration into? One of the thing with search engine optimization is that it's a forever going thing. So what are you doing to build links to your agency website? What are you doing to get more social media followers? What are you doing to create content? And how are you coming up with the ideas of the type of content that you're creating so that you can improve your SEO and different things like that? Again, these are all things that I could spend an entire podcast talking about, but really I just want to give you some ideas of, you know, what kind of things in your agency are just happening that you could be more proactive and responsive about instead of always being reactive about. The next thing is a requote follow-up process. Now, by requote, what I'm talking about is all the people that you couldn't sell 6 months ago or 12 months ago or 18, 24, 36 months ago. What's your process with those people so that you can give them another quote? And ideally, maybe you're going to have a process that involves a few different touches prior to that attempt to really get in touch with them, or maybe you send a few emails, or maybe you just do a new quote and you add a few more discounts and send it out to them. Whatever it is, you know, how established is that process in your agency? Another thing that you can think about and really formalize into a process is your cross-selling. How do you capture X dates of your new customers? What kind of questions should be asked of every new client that you have so that you can identify insurance needs that you might not otherwise know? How soon before somebody has an X date are you going to reach out to them and let them know that you'd like to get that quote? You know, these are all different questions. And in the show notes of this episode, I'm going to include a link to a page I created that has all these processes with even more information about what you can ask yourself about improving those. The next one is the renewal process. I mean, I know that, you know, a lot of agencies just kind of let the renewal process have a mind of its own. But do you have something in place so that you can help make sure that your clients aren't shopping around before their renewals? And, you know, and maybe your renewal process is not for your entire agency. Maybe it's just for the first two renewals of all your new customers, because those are the most vulnerable times when people leave. Is the renewal, is it a good time for trying to sell additional lines? Is it worth it to reach out to everybody or just the people that you make a lot of money off of them? You know, who are the ideal targets that you want to reach out to or mail to or whatever it is? Another thing is your employee hiring processes. What are the best places around you to advertise for a job opening? You know, how much value do you place in the experience that they have or the license that they have? Do you have an application that people have to fill out? These are all questions that can help. Employee training processes. You know, when you bring on new people, how do you get them up to speed? How do you get them ready to go? Another one is, how do you fire people? This is especially an important one because, you know, your termination process, it needs to be the same for everyone. Because if you are firing people in different ways, then it leads itself to potential problems because, you know, people, when they get fired, they usually think that it's not really fair. And so, you know, you don't want to be sued or anything. But if you have a formal termination process that you follow every time and you can reference that, at least if you ever were in trouble, you'd be able to say, look, this is what we go through and this is what we did. And this is the same thing that we would do for anyone, regardless of whether they're black, white, old, young, male, female, whatever. That's our termination process. Another thing that you could incorporate as a process in your agency is your telemarketing process. You know, what are the times during the week when we do this? Are we trying to call new people or are we calling our existing clients? What scripts are we using? Do we have talk paths? How do we practice telemarketing? Because if you're doing all your telemarketing practice on the phone with live people, it's probably not the best way to be as effective as possible. Those are some questions for telemarketing. Next is your claim handling process. When customers call up and they have a claim, do you file it for them? Do they file it themselves? You know, do you follow up with them throughout that claim process to make sure that things are being handled correctly? A lot of times, just by touching in and connecting with them, you can really avoid a lot of problems with claims. And I know this because I used to be a claim adjuster. and just having a little bit more touch and just showing people that you actually care about what happened to them can make a huge difference in how satisfied they are, how likely they are to renew their policy for the next 20 years, and how likely they are to refer their friends is how well you can make sure their claims experience is a good one. Another process in your agency is for policy endorsements. How do you handle situations when people call up and they want to change something? You know, there's certain changes that people might call up and you say, okay, no problem. You changed your car. Let's just do it. Let's get you this new car and it's done. There's other changes where somebody wants to maybe drop their coverage. And in those cases, we really want that person to have a conversation with the agent about it. Or, you know, sometimes somebody, there could be cross-sell opportunities. So somebody wants to add another driver to their car, that could be a good time that you're going to talk to them about whatever. I don't know. I'm not really thinking about that right now. But the key thing is to think about all the elements of when somebody's doing an endorsement, and can we create those, put them into a process so that our agency is running at full steam all the time. The next one is billing inquiries. How do we handle it when people have questions about billing? Do we do a follow-up with every person to let them know, you know, we confirm the information, we confirm that the payment went through? Do you have somewhere where you might keep a list of the billing experts at all the different carriers that you work with? Are these things that are worthwhile? Another thing to think about is perhaps developing a formal process in your agency is, how do you handle it when customers have complaints? Do they always go to the same person? Is there always a follow-up call from the agent? Is it worthwhile to keep track of the different complaints that people have, put them on a spreadsheet, and so that, you know, at the end of 6 months, you could look back and say, well, what are our biggest complaints? And is there something we can do? Because if we're getting 10 of these complaints, chances are there's another 90 people that have that complaint that never even called us about it. So is it, you know, for our complaints, are we keeping track of those? Is it worth doing? Another thing to think about is content creation process. So if you have an agency blog, or you do videos or even Facebook posts or whatever it is that you're doing to create content out there, you know, do you have a schedule of how often you do it? Do you have a way of, deciding what's the good stuff to do? Do you outsource that information, or do you do it yourself? How do you keep track of new ideas of content or things that you could write about? That was the last one that is here on my list. But as I was talking about these different processes, I was kind of thinking about, why these processes are so important. And I think that the key thing with having processes is that they allow us to stop thinking. Now, I know that sounds stupid, right? Because if you're thinking, well, if we have a formal process and everybody's going to stop thinking, they're just going to follow the bouncing ball and it's going to lead to trouble. But the truth is that it's actually that's not quite the case. What happens when you develop processes is you don't have to think as much about all the different steps in something. And what that does is it frees up your mind to be more thoughtful about everything else that you're doing. So for example, I talked about creating a process for your new clients or your sales process. Now, once your producers know that, you know, every time we get a referred lead, we make one phone call that day, we send an email, we make a phone call to the person who referred the business to us, and we send out a thank you card. You know, when all that stuff is down in the process and your employees, your salespeople, they don't have to think about that. Now, instead of just, they're going to be a lot more personalized. Their brain is going to be free to think about other things. It's going to be less stressful. It's going to be easier. And they will actually, because so much of the process is pre-written, they'll be able to veer off course even easier because they've got those checkpoints of the things that they have to talk about. So anyways, those are today's podcast was really just about a bunch of different things in your agency. And, you know, chances are you're probably not going to listen to this and implement every single one of these things. So I want to give you a different call to action here at the end of this podcast. I want you to think about one of the things that I mentioned today that was something that happens over and over and over again repeatedly in your office that you don't have a good process for. And I want you to just take the time to come up with a process, use the people in your agency, use their information, ask them questions about it, and come up with a formal process and see how it works. See how you might find that coming up with a more formal process actually enables your agents and your staff to be even more creative because all of the little points are checked off. So anyways, something to think about. You can get a list of all of these different ideas I talked about at the show notes, which are located at insurancesplash.com/19. That's 19 because this is the 19th podcast that I've recorded. Also, if you like this podcast and you think more agents would benefit from it, I'd absolutely love it if you would write a 5-star review. There's already a bunch of agents who've done that, and I am thoroughly, extremely appreciative of every single one of those positive reviews. Lastly, if you know another agent that you think would benefit from this podcast, and maybe there's somebody that spends a lot of time in the car, so they would be able to be more productive by doing that, let them know about this podcast. That's how a majority of the people who find out about Insurance Splash, it actually happens because they were referred by other agents. And to me, that says a lot about the content, the information that I'm putting out there, that so many agents are referring it to their friends. So that's all I got for today. Be able to be more productive by doing that. Let them know about this podcast. That's how a majority of the people who find out about Insurance Splash, it actually happens because they were referred by other agents. And to me, that says a lot about the content, the information that I'm putting out there, that so many agents are referring it to their friends. So that's all I got for today. Be able to be more productive by doing that. Let them know about this podcast. That's how a majority of the people who find out about Insurance Splash, it actually happens because they were referred by other agents. And to me, that says a lot about the content, the information that I'm putting out there, that so many agents are referring it to their friends. So that's all I got for today. Be able to be more productive by doing that. Let them know about this podcast. That's how a majority of the people who find out about Insurance Splash, it actually happens because they were referred by other agents. And to me, that says a lot about the content, the information that I'm putting out there, that so many agents are referring it to their friends. So that's all I got for today. Be able to be more productive by doing that. Let them know about this podcast. That's how a majority of the people who find out about Insurance Splash, it actually happens because they were referred by other agents. And to me, that says a lot about the content, the information that I'm putting out there, that so many agents are referring it to their friends. So that's all I got for today. Be able to be more productive by doing that. Let them know about this podcast. That's how a majority of the people who find out about Insurance Splash, it actually happens because they were referred by other agents. And to me, that says a lot about the content, the information that I'm putting out there, that so many agents are referring it to their friends. So that's all I got for today. Have a wonderful rest of the week. And keep selling insurance. Do your clients right. Do everything you do with the most integrity and honesty as you possibly can. And insurance agents are going to continue to be successful out there. Thanks a lot for listening. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Insurance.